Hi, my name is James Shepherd. I've really enjoyed shooting the first two videos on this whole concept of how to sell. And my whole idea here was presenting a completely different perspective from the videos and podcast episodes that I normally do to give you something unique, to give you kind of a peek into what real top sales professionals and organizations do and how they're able to sell. So we've talked a lot about positioning yourself as the expert. We've talked about believing in something and that's why you're selling it, because you believe in it. Your goal is to get that information across to the prospect. And so then you go in as the expert. But no matter what you do, at some point, the conversation is gonna turn to something that's in your self-interest, because eventually you do wanna sell something, obviously. I'm all about sales. This isn't just like let's just go educate everybody and maybe someone will say yes magically. No, we're gonna sell people. We're gonna make money. I'm all about that. So when you make that turn, you're gonna get something that all of us hate in sales, and we all know what it is. It's called objections. People say, well, I'm not interested because of this, or no thanks, thanks for stopping by, but we're good, blah, 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 right? Now, how do you deal with objections in the context of this different sales process? Well, it's really, really simple. You just ignore them. And you're like, James, what do you mean, how do I ignore them? They just said something to me, I have to respond. Yes, but you do not have to respond to an objection. Instead, what you do is you change all of the objections into something that you like, which is called questions, okay? Let me teach you a tremendous line that is gonna help you from, so you will hardly ever lose the prospect early on, okay? Here's the line. That's a great question. That's a great line right there. Say that. That's a great question. They're like, no, I'm not interested. We've used something like that before and it didn't work for us because the costs were still just as high. That's a great question, Susan. Let me explain something to you. And then you explain. See, we're gonna stay in our teacher mode here, because this whole sales process is predicated on us being the expert, being very confident, having their best interest at heart and explaining things. So the way you get around objections is you just ignore them. You just pretend that you didn't even get that. That wasn't an objection. I ignore the fact that that was an objection. And instead, in my mind, I heard that as a question. And here's the thing. If you followed along with these videos, you can genuinely do this. You can be authentic and rephrase these objections into questions in your mind, because there's something you know that they don't know. The thing that you know is that this is a good decision. You're trying to get them to make a good decision. If you really believe you're not helping them make a good decision, go sell something else, because this is never gonna work for you, okay? If you're like, this is a good decision for them, why? Make sure you understand it deeply. You really get it. You know why it's a good decision. Then when they're like, well, this and this and this, you're like, that's a great question. Let me explain something. Why? Because you don't buy their objection. I never buy an objection from a prospect. No, well, I shouldn't say that. There's a few times where I do. They'll say, you know what? I get what you're saying, but my son or my daughter does this service and I use them. Then I probably at that point, I'm gonna be like, well, great, have a great day. I'm not gonna sell that, right? So the objections that really matter though, the legitimate quote unquote objections, all the objection means is they don't have enough information yet to make the right decision. An objection is them, imagine them saying to you, please tell me more because I don't have enough information to make the right decision, because that's really all an objection is. So the next time you hear an objection, as long as you're an expert and you know what you're talking about, you can try saying, that's a great question. Let me explain something to you. And that's really the only line you need to overcome objections, or rather to ignore them, when you're an expert following this particular sales process. Don't miss part four, where we're gonna start moving a little further in the sales process towards the close. You're definitely gonna wanna see or listen to that one.